Anthony, have an awesome day. Don't work too hard. And all the best. Yeah, the Milk River, yeah. Growing up in St. Clair Shores and going through that area by Ford's Ford House and everything. They got that little dam thing there that they can use to block it off. And you can see it right alongside Jefferson there as you're going from Grosse Pointe back into St. Clair Shores. It's right there on your right. And I guess they got a pumping station now. They've done some modernizing with it over the years. But, yeah, I know. The owners of Wally's, the custard place that Sean mentioned, they live right just inside the Shores, Grosse Pointe border there, right along. They say they can walk to the Milk River. It's only a few houses from where they live, so I know the area quite well. But yeah, I'm just laughing as Sean's just talking about how they should rename all these rivers poop chutes. And yeah, he's pretty much 100% right. And like I mentioned in my previous conversation, all the poop and crap that they find somewhere, I can't remember, was discovered in Macomb County. Yeah, it all drains and it all gets, like any other piping system, it just gets stuck for sure. All right, Dakota, to you, sir.
Hey, Anthony, if you're still listening, have a good trip or whatever you're doing. I know you're out of town, so I'll catch you. And I think they have to name them because they're technically water bodies. Like, the ditch next to my house is technically zoned as a wetland. It's not named, at least I don't think it is. And if it needs to be named, I'll help with that, but I don't know. I think there's a reason behind it, or that's just how they did stuff back in the day. And my super scientific test, this quarter wave performs just as good or better as a 2x4, so there's that little nugget of information.